Patrick III seeks variances from the landscape buffer requirement in the combined highway corridor overlay zone for existing and proposed structures, sections 115-82 and 115-194.1 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Sussex Highway, Route 13, at the corner of Bethel Concord Road. The 911 address is 26953 Sussex Highway in Seaford. The zoning district is C1. The tax map is District 132, Map 7, Parcel 66. The applicant is seeking a 20-foot variance from the 20-foot landscape buffer requirement within the combined highway corridor overlay zone. And we have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Is the applicant present?
Yes.
Come forward.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, my name is Fred W. Hurtman, 13th Highwood Drive in Seaford, Delaware.
That light on, can you hit that button there, make sure we got you there? Okay. Can you just state your name and address again?
Yes, Fred W. Hertrick III, 13 Tidewater Drive in Seaford, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
May I present your case?
Very good. What we're seeking is a variance on the Sussex County Highway screening for the final landscape plans or landscape buffer. That is now, I guess, required for new businesses on Route 13. So again, in going through the criteria for a variance, the 1-5, in other words, the real issues are that this project has been there for 40 years. It's a retail automobile business, and frontage and visibility from the highway is very important. So one of the reasons that we're opposed to this buffer is that it would change the complexion of the business that we have. The other thing with that is, that didn't come out in the last meeting, is our septic field is the entire length of that area in front of the existing Frederick Ford building all the way down to the corner. So again, that would present another problem. We looked at other avenues as far as building this separate building, and somewhere the interpretation got lost. This is not a new business. This is just an expansion of our service facility at Frederick Ford. With the change in the industry, with the EV requirements that we have to have, some of the truck requirements we have to have with size of doors to be able to get those trucks in and so on, we had to either do a modification to our existing building or build a new building. The existing building posed some other problems in that our fire lane between the building behind Frederick Ford, which is a body shop, and there, we can't go that way because we would infringe in the fire lane area, which is the same as would happen on our south side. So in looking at everything that we could possibly do, we got down to the fact that we would have to build a separate facility, and that's the building that has been proposed, which is actually farther back from the highway than the existing Frederick Ford building is now. So that is the request for the variance and the reasons why, and I would be happy to entertain any questions.
Questions?
Is the variance for a vegetation buffer, is that the full length of the property, the way along the highway?
Well, actually, they didn't define it. The property is 23 acres because it goes the entire length of Route 13 in front of all the facilities that are there. There's been no changes within, you know, a quarter of a mile of that facility, other than a building that we built north of there, you know, and there are no buildings that have that vegetation now, and would have. So, but there hasn't been that much development, as everybody's well aware of, in that area.
But I mean, I guess my question is: are you asking for this variance for the full length of your property, or
yes,
just for a portion of it?
Yes, sir, full length.
For the full length. You want a full variance so that there's no vegetation buffer, is that correct?
Well, there's vegetation, but not trees or vertical vegetation. It's all in grass today.
Mm-hmm. Right. Do you use that area to, like, showcase vehicles, park vehicles,
yes,
that sort of thing?
Well, within the requirements of the highway department, we can only come X number of feet from the highway. But yes, we put vehicles out on the grass periodically on the outside of where that septic field is.
Okay.
So the septic field is very close to the highway, as well as there is the north-south pipeline there, the gas line that runs from, I guess it runs from down to Louisiana up to New York. So, like, we have a transformer there that downloads gas because of the pressure on that line. So that line runs in that area as well.
So any kind of a vegetation buffer, no matter how tall it is going to prohibit you from parking your vehicles out there to show
parking
them?
Parking them and people being able to see them as they drive down the highway.
Would you mind doing me a favor and showing me on the screen where exactly that septic field is?
In other words, the septic field runs from this corner up here, excuse me, down to here, and then we run another septic field from here to here.
Okay.
There is no septic field on this.
I wouldn't want.
It's been that way for 40 years.
I wouldn't want trees on my septic system, septic field myself.
No. That's all I have for now.
And we're here because there was an objection letter written. Is that correct?
I believe we're just here. The Planning Commission reviewed his site plan, and they just wanted it to go through this process to see if they were going to be required to have plantings or not.
And I think
they approved the revised site plan for the new construction.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think the attorney from the Planning Commission quoted that paragraph, but then they kept talking about it being a new business, and it's not a new business. In other words, it's a.
I don't think you're a new business, sir.
No.
I've been here a long time.
Both myself and the business.
Did you also say that the trees might cause a visual disturbance coming out of the property in?
Well, again, depending on the height back from Route 13 and then the height that they would get, it would definitely be an issue for traffic coming in and out. The entrances, because of their width and whatever, already approved with this new building built. So only because we overbuilt those entrances before, just because even though you have the ability to de-sell there, people can come rolling in there, you know, 30, 40 miles an hour. And then getting out, you certainly want visibility south because, the traffic's coming at 60 miles an hour and you're pulling out from a dead stop. So, yes, visibility there is very important.
Thank you.
Plus, I think that would impede his business, having trees blocking car dealership.
Absolutely. Safety under that one.
Granted, there's not a lot of, well, there used not to be a lot of cars on the lot, but I think they're coming back now.
We're starting to get a few. Thank you. We never knew how much asphalt we had for a while.
Mr. Hertrick, you mentioned that you were going to be building a new building. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And I hate to do this, but can you show me where you plan to put that new building?
This area right here and back this way.
Okay.
So you've got to have that fire lane available all the way around it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we can't expand this way because of the fire lane. We can't expand that way. We were looking at going out this way, but when we found out the disturbance of what was going to be here, closed that service operation down.
Okay.
So that's why we.
Thank you.
Mr. Sharp?
I have no questions. Thank you.
Anything else? Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Yes, sir, it does.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this application? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this application? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case number 12852 for Mr. Fred Hertrick III?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. Anything else from the board? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12852 for Mr. Fred Hertrick III and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12852 for Mr. Hertrick for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. Property has unique physical conditions due to the septic fields. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity, and the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The practical difficulty was not created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Warfel.
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too. So they vote 5-0, sir. Your case is approved.